Jay Honeyman from Fish and Wildlife and local filmmaker Leanne Allison joining me on the program. How are you both doing today?
Good, thanks.
Great.
Before we really get into talking about the movie, Jay, I've got to know, you know, since we're talking about bears, what's the deal with bears right now? I mean, I can't remember seeing and hearing so many stories about bears in town.
You know, I think at this time of year, we've always had bears in town to a certain degree, but I agree this year it seems to be more pronounced than previous years. And you know, the long and short is that bears are just hungry right now and they're trying to fatten up for the fall before they go into the den. And we've just got a lot of available food within the town footprint. They're keying in on fruit trees right in the center of the developed areas.
What are things we can be doing right now to help the bears stay in the wildlife areas?
Well, we need to get a handle on the food. We need to be able to figure out a way to not make the food available to them. So in the sense of crab apples, you need to pick the crab apples if you can. And if you don't want the crab apples, then let's have a discussion about maybe replacing that tree with a non-fruit-bearing tree. Things like that, we need to start to have that discussion as a town and figure out how we might best get to that end.
So let's talk about the reason we're here. It's a movie screening, Sharing the Range, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock at the Canmore Collegiate High School Theater. Leanne, can you tell us a little bit more about this movie?
Well, this film is actually set down in southern Alberta in the Waterton area, and it's about how ranchers are learning how to live with grizzly bears down there for the first time in 100 years. And they're also just seeing a lot more bears out on the prairies. And what's really cool about this story is that grizzly bears evolved on the prairies, and it's something that a lot of us don't know, that they're actually kind of refugees in the mountains. They're almost like returning to the prairies. But it's also a place where, you know, a lot of these ranchers have had their ranches for four generations. So all these ranchers, you know, are for the very first time having to learn to live with bears. But, you know, I think this story is really kind of around a culture shift about how we coexist with grizzly bears.
What really keyed you into wanting to tell this story in film?
Well, actually, the ranchers approached me. You know, a lot of people were kind of hearing about what was going on down there, but it wasn't exactly what they wanted. So they thought, well, maybe it's time for us to tell our own story. It's kind of like it was here in the Bow Valley, say in the 70s, when we had to get a handle on our garbage, and there was this whole learning that everyone had to do around bears. And for example, down there, no one carries bear spray. Like, it's just not part of what they do. What's hard, I think, for the ranchers is it'd be like bears coming right into our yards.
Why do you think it's important for Bow Valley residents to see this film? What do you hope they take away from it?
I think it piques everyone's imagination to know that grizzly bears actually evolved on the prairies and they're returning. And I think it's a hopeful story. And I think just to know that we've actually come a long way in the Bow Valley and we should be proud of that. And I think a lot of the things we've learned, like with Jay and Mike Chabot, another grizzly bear biologist in the area, have been taking what we've learned about living with bears here and helping those ranchers on that learning curve. And I think we kind of take it for granted here in the Bow Valley, right? That we live with bears, but it's actually the busiest place in the world where we do live with bears. And we actually have some pretty unique attitudes here that I think we can be proud of. And the ranchers are also kind of excited to share their story with us.
I think a lot of our bear experiences in the valley here tend to stem from protected areas, and even to a lesser degree in non-protected areas, but on public land, on crown land. And I don't think we have a lot of experience or awareness of what it takes to be living on private lands. A lot of these guys are having to bear the costs of having grizzly bears on their property when they come and kill a cow or they bust into a grain bin. That cost is borne by the ranchers, and it's an interesting discussion to have about, is there a collective responsibility there? And I think that's one of the interesting discussion points we're hoping to have on Wednesday night.
So I understand you've actually been doing some bear education work with some of these ranchers and ranching families.
One of the spinoffs from the film has been this discussion down there about what ranchers can do to be able to continue doing the things they need to do during the day, but do it safely. And we've done three or four workshops down there specifically with ranching families that are living up along the public lands with grizzly bears. And I can say that they've been very, very successful. And a lot of these guys are now carrying bear spray.
Sharing the Range, it's coming up here Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, Canmore Collegiate High School Theater. Is there a cost associated with this event?
No, it's a freebie, but people can make donations to Bow Valley WildSmart and the Waterton Biosphere, who is the main group that's putting on the Sharing the Range event.
Fantastic. And sharingtherange.com has more information about the film. Jay, Leanne, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Thank you.